the industry shown in Tiger King, what sometimes called the cub petting industry, really can't exist without maternal separation. A captive big cat basically only has commercial value for a very short amount of time, from a little more than a month after they're born to about 16 weeks after they're born. After that, they're too dangerous to let people manhandle them. So you can't do this if you don't separate the cubs from their mothers before they would be done weaning, before they would be done staying under their mother's protection. So by getting a court opinion that says that maternal separation violates the Endangered Species Act, that really is a basis to shut down this industry. Obviously, it's not going to magically happen with a snap of your fingers, but it's the case right now that there's a federal court decision that says that this necessary precondition to this entire industry existing is against the law. And to get back to the rest of your question, it's funny that you mentioned other litigation, because literally later the day that we went to collect those lions from Jeff Lowe in Oklahoma, we announced that we are going to sue Jeff Lowe again under the Endangered Species Act. Our prior litigation was about just the animals that he took from Indiana. Now, based on his treatment of those animals, and we know about his treatment of other federally protected animals, we're going to launch a new lawsuit to hopefully take him out of the captive animal business entirely.